Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's going to be an interesting show, that's all I got to say. Hopefully, everything is okay. We're going to leave with breaking news in a second. I am the host. Welcome to Obey the Puck. I'm Dan Colachico, the above average comedian. Follow me on Twitter at DanLaw83. You are?
The Angry Speciala. Follow me at Sked Central on the Twitter.
Her name is Kelly.
No, it's the Angry Speciala.
No, never. You look so...
Wow,
you're so intimidating.
I have a cape.
We're covering the Caps Penguins game, but something interesting and hopefully not too serious going on right now at the Dallas Stars game. A player on the bench all of a sudden keeled over. And medical staff is working on him right now at the bench. Rich Peverle is a name I'm familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what's going on. We are awaiting word. Hopefully he's okay. Obviously these guys are in top shape, especially at this part of the season. So I can't imagine what happened. Hopefully that's okay. We'll find out. I'll keep an eye on it. But we're also bringing it from the somber mood. Somebody's birthday's coming up this week. That's right. The Angry Speciala, who, gets even angrier as days go on watching the Capitals play.
Oh, yeah.
Turns 28.
So, so mad.
28 years old. You haven't aged ever.
In Cap fans' years, that
like
1,032.
Oh, yeah. But happy birthday, my love.
Thank you.
And you don't look a day over 28 like the day I met you. That's part of what happened.
Good answer.
Yeah. Part of what happened. Met at a concert, and you know, we're talking. And how old do you think I am? I'm 28. And that helps. Just saying. Back to the Stars update. Both teams are in the tunnel now. They've left the ice. I do not know what's happening. We're going to switch to the game.
Yeah, they've stopped the game while they take care of Peverle.
We're going to switch to that and keep an eye on it, but we're going to go on his plan here. It was a big weekend in the NHL, the trade deadline.
Yep.
Now, mind you, this wasn't the most active trade. I believe that was 3 years ago.
9-10?
Yeah. Okay, 4 years ago.
I think that was it. 55 players moved around, which is, I think, top.
And I think 28 players moved around here.
Yeah.
We're going to go over them in a second. Some big names were on the list as to potential signing. There was Kessler and a couple other big names, but some other names ended up going. And We have an update on the Rich Peverle situation. Apparently, he's going to be fine. Who came out?
Lindy Ruff.
All right, Lindy Ruff came out and said that. Is that true? I don't know about that. I'm gonna hold off on that because Yeah, this is a weird thing going on. I'm going to hold off on that until I get word from them. Apparently, Rich Peverly has an existing heart condition, and that I did not know. So we're going to find out. We're going to move on for now. Like I said, back to the trade deadline. Big names were on Kessler. What were the other big names that were?
Well, Kessler didn't go anywhere.
I know. I'm saying potentially.
I'm
trying to do some reporting here.
And I've completely
blocked. Yeah, I did too.
Brodeur.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Who could forget about Mr. Always 20?
Mr., I've been a devil all my career, and I don't want to go anywhere. But if it's good for the team and I can, have a light, one more playoff run, then I will.
Oh,
he does it every year,
up.
Though. So.
Yeah, there isn't a record he hasn't broken in a frickin'. He's fine. He didn't end up going anywhere. I tried to keep these in order. I'm going to go through these. Brizgalov is on another team again, everybody. Yay. Clap
so not just one, but two teams are paying him not to play for them.
Jesus.
Wow. I wish I was somewhat good at tending goal, because I would totally be willing to let two teams pay me not to play.
Yeah, I mean, first
and
of all,
I would go home.
At that point, especially on the Flyers contract alone, the Flyers signed him for, and I might be off a number or two, a bajillion dollars, a 10-year, $49 million contract. Was it 10? It was 10.
I have no idea.
$49 million in 10 years, let alone 5 years.
It was way too many and way too much
for him. So he doesn't have to really work again. So
I think he does it just so he can get the cool gear. You know, when you go to a new team, they give you the new hat and the new T-shirt and all the Under Armour stuff, and then you get the sweatsuit, and it's. I just think he really likes getting all the logo stuff that not the average fan can get.
No, there's no bears or stars in that. He mangus big bears. And But he got traded to the Minnesota Wild.
Don't get that one.
Backstrom is injured. What's his name? Help
Harding.
Me. Oh, it's such a terrible thing. I can't remember. Harding has MS. So, you never know.
Yeah, his future's kind of up in the air.
And every day is another, are you okay? Yep. Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. It doesn't cost them anything other than whatever salary.
That's what I'm thinking. I guess it was like, we need a goaltender. He can still block pucks when he's not ducking them. Why not? I don't know who they traded for him. So, was it a signing or a trade? Yeah, they traded, but I don't know.
Who they got in return.
I think they got a fourth round draft pick.
A pick.
It's not
something.
A name, it's a pick. That's why I can't remember.
That's the ultimate in, we just need you to move along, please. Just take your stuff and go. No, we'll mail it to you.
Fourth
don't
round,
worry about it.
It was a fourth round draft pick.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Fourth round draft pick. So Rizgalov is on another team. The Capitals, which I didn't even know they were in the marketplace for this guy. I think they need defense. So
you expect McPhee to do something that makes sense based on the team that's been playing
this
for
trade,
50 games?
This trade deadline proves that he doesn't know what the fudge he is doing. I'm sorry. Doesn't know.
It's not good.
So they got, there's nothing wrong with him. Dustin Penner to the Capitals. I Penner's good, a good forward, but I don't think they need any more offense.
Well, he's that
really simple.
They didn't really bring him in for offense. He's a really good two-way player. He's good both ends of the ice, and God knows they need help on the forecheck.
But they need help on board play and defense.
They just need to figure out how to keep possession of the puck for more than, a shot.
The Ducks got back Matthew Perreault.
No, it was a pick. When we traded Perreault, we traded Perreault to them, we got a pick. So now we pick up Penner, and that pick that they gave us, we gave back to them. So I don't know if... It must have been they wanted to trade those two guys for each other, but they couldn't because of the salary cap.
So in essence...
They played
In
weird.
Essence, it was like that. What I like
Yeah,
I just
they
said.
Pretty much traded for each other.
I didn't feel like explaining all that. That's why I just
said
it that way.
Well, technically the fourth...
Well, I'm glad you're here, because that's like...
I just like that, you know, you have to be some sort of math major at this point to figure out the trade deadline deals.
I can make trades in a video game. I can't figure this stuff out. I was watching all day going... Like the NHL, you know, on a side comment, gave the Devils a break on the Kovalchuk contract and gave them a...
they gave them a draft pick
back? Another draft pick back for it. Deal with it. You know, even though they're my favorite team, but, you know, each team was able to kind of drop weight during this deal and write off two contracts.
I thought it was three contracts.
Was it three? Oh, my God.
Three terrible contracts.
My point is...
I think anyone who had to write off one contract should have had to give up something.
Well, I mean, the Flyers were able to offload Brizgalov. As much as I don't want them to, have
suffer.
A suffer, they should be stuck with it. Period.
They
Period.
Should be.
But
the owners hemmed and hawed about all these crazy contracts and how they weren't going to do it and the salary cap and blah, blah, blah. And as soon as it was all renegotiated, they gave themselves out of the stupid contracts they had signed for these players. So.
Update out of Dallas. Rich Peverly is apparently up and talking. Lindy Ruff came out apparently saying he was going to be okay. The game has been suspended so far. Halted, not really suspended yet. But the game is on hold for now. But apparently Peverle is up and talking. I'm pronouncing that right? That's how I pronounce it for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, good news. That's good. That's not cool. So far, so good. Let's see if that game continues. I don't see why not if he's all right.
Yeah,
after they clear, get him out of there, get him to a hospital, make sure his ticker's okay. Phew, that's scary. The Oilers made a bunch of weird moves. They got this guy. Do you know who Fats is?
Victor Fats?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the brand new goalie that the Ducks found this year who came out of nowhere and was winning everything. He won like 19 of his first 21 starts or something insane like that. Every year the Ducks seem to turn up one of these European goalies who just comes in and shuts out everyone. So, yeah, and, well, they had Hiller and him, and the question was, Hiller was hurt early in the season, and the question was, you know, who would they keep, you know? Victor had the lower cap hit and all that kind of stuff, but Hiller came back and has been phenomenal, so I think they're clearly... They chose Hiller.
Yeah.
They ship him out to Edmonton.
And all they lost was two draft picks for the trade.
Which Edmonton has many of and apparently hasn't done anything with, even though they've had them for the last 20 years.
I'm kidding. I mean, yeah, anyway. A trade I was very interested in. The Flyers signed... They acquired. That's incorrect. Signed. They acquired Andrew McDonald from the Islanders. And it's proven to be good so far. He's doing well. He's second in the league in block shots, if I'm correct.
Right. He's a,
Somebody
he's
said
a,
he was number one. He's number two, actually.
He's a truly defensive defenseman.
Yes. And like the Capitals we talked about earlier, who are locked at 3-2 against the Pittsburgh Penguins right now, Flyers need defense. Oh, they need defense. Man. And I was worried. Paul Holmgren makes weird trades and signings. I haven't gotten a lot. But, he's on the Flyers now. It's going well.
Well, the Flyers finally didn't make the crazy trade, although they were in the Kessler mix for some reason.
They weren't. It was a rumor. Paul came out and said we never put our name in the hat, whether I believe it or not. They were never going to get Kessler, it would have been a stupid idea.
I do believe they were in there just to drive the price up for the Penguins. I would totally see the Flyers.
Afford them now, dude.
Office doing that, offering all kinds of stuff, and then being like, "No, psych."
Not. Flyers gave up 2 draft picks. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it with the salary cap this year. There wasn't a lot of player for player.
And one of their prospects, Matt Mangi, they gave him too, which I heard a little bit about. I don't know, how much of a loss that will be to the Flyers, but right now it's a gain. McDonald's great. Love him so far. And, the blocking shots thing. That's the important thing, because I can't say enough defense, 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 defense.
That's what every team in the league needs, however. There's not one team in the league who would be like, you know what? Now we're staying where we are with our defensemen. Everyone would be happy to have another defenseman. Most teams would be thrilled to pick up an offensive defenseman because they don't have one, and vice versa. Teams would be thrilled to pick up a defensive defenseman.
Well, then trade for one, because if you need one, trade for one. I don't understand what the problem is. So while we're doing this chronological order, Luongo.
That's right.
Luongo was traded for, and I really didn't think as my voice cracked because I'm so upset about this. This was coming. I didn't even know this was on the table. Luongo was traded from the Vancouver Canucks to the Florida Panthers.
Bobby Lou goes back to Florida.
So at this point in the chronology, best buddies, Tim Thomas and Luongo, are on the same team.
Oh, yeah. We were all looking forward to that soap opera. Tim Thomas and his messed up, I made my mask in shop class in my garage.
He literally did it with like clip art and then printed on an old printer. excuse me. The Canucks get Jacob Markstrom, the goaltender.
The goaltender of the future now for the past 7 years, something like that. He's huge.
And Sean Matthias. Yeah, he's big, but
he's not very good.
Doesn't mean anything.
Wearing the mask and looking like a goaltender.
Well, the good thing about Luongo was he already had a mask.
Yeah,
he just grabbed his old mask.
He just kept his old, cool Pink Panther mask. Yeah. I always liked that one.
Unlike Tim Thomas, who... Wait, we'll talk about that later. I don't want to give that away. Hey, you know, good on the Panthers with the first game back. He got a shutout.
Well, there you go.
The next day, he got a shutout, so it always looks good.
Their season's turning around.
Woohoo! They're going to win!
They're playoff bound now.
I don't know about the Canucks, though.
There seem to be a lot of trades this year for guys who just wanted to go back where they had a house.
Just want
to
have fun?
No, they just wanted to go where they had houses.
I don't know. Bobby Lou
goes back to Miami. St. Louis says, I need to leave Tampa Bay so I can go to my house in Connecticut or wherever he is, so that trade me to the Rangers so I don't have a long commute, which, I mean, I can certainly understand, but I'm surprised that could happen.
That reminds me, and I'm just going to tell you live, the gentleman who talked to me about insurance today was from Hampton Roads and moved to Connecticut. I said, it's funny you mention that, sir. He said, it's a wasteland here. I hate it. I said, well, you know, Hampton Roads, Connecticut.
Which part of Connecticut?
Oh, he's in Hartford.
Hartford is Hartford.
Yeah, I told him where you were from, and I said, I barely counted.
Hey.
Norwich Rocks.
A lot of pride.
What was Norwich Pride? Somebody make that T-shirt, please. Norwich Pride. Who's where?
I don't know.
Anywho. Back to...
We're a sister city to a Premier League team. That's all I got.
That's
all I got.
There's a Woodbridge in Jersey.
There's a Woodbridge city. Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, man. Where are we here? Oh, Canadians...
Canadians with the steal of the
this
the trade
is the
day.
Steal?
Yeah.
Weaver?
No. What are you talking about? Oh.
This I'm not talking about that yet. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
The first thing they did was they got Weaver from... It's on the screen. Read it. They got Weaver from the Florida Panthers for another draft pick. There was a lot of movement around, but everybody was giving up draft picks, so... There wasn't a lot of... I don't remember this many draft picks ever going before without a player included.
It's all the salary caps.
Man, salary cap. You know, never mind. I always have problems with this guy's name. Help.
Robida?
Yes, thank you. Went to the Ducks. I liked that trade. I really, really... Anything that... I just want the Ducks to go to... I want them to win the Stanley Cup so bad. I want it for the reason you wanted it. I just want Gabby to get a cup so you go, Adam, me.
Pretty much.
For those who don't know.
For him to be... I told you it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, it was my stupid team playing really cool. And again, it was for a fourth-round draft choice. Well, that'll be an interesting draft in Philly.
No one cares about these draft picks because this is supposed to be a down draft year. Next year, the next draft,
which
is
I'm
supposed
sure.
to be the big one because Connor McDavid will be available. He's the next coming of Crosby.
I was
going to
say, I'm sure Pittsburgh
whatever.
Will find a way to be right on top on that one.
Yeah. If Pittsburgh just tanks next season, that's it. I'm out. I'm done.
I will bane on their stadium. Get it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was used in Gotham City. Mm-hmm. It's a new world order. Talking hockey. Anyway.
It's a terrible movie.
It is not!
Yes, it is.
Batman
is terrible.
It's not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Pretty much.
Okay. What did we say, honey? I love you.
It was stupid.
Anyway,
He broke his back and he got
read
better.
Read Nightfall and then come back to me.
He got better.
You read the book and you come back to me.
He got better from a book and back. End of story.
No.
Bad movie.
No. You come back. Well, you know, if you want to be that way about it, Our leader on the network, Dean Dixon, hates The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I think hate's a strong word, but he'd probably agree with me. We were talking one day, and I was like, I love the movie. He goes, it's not that great. It's just about choices. And I'm like, yeah, you're kind of right. That's all it is about. Joker makes you make choices.
Yeah.
And we're just going to, and all the Dark Knight Rises was about breaking it back, coming back, I'm strong.
No, breaking it back and then becoming a ninja and scaling.
He was already a ninja.
Wall. Well, yeah, but a ninja with a broken back.
Anyway, hockey. The game, the Blue Jackets-Dallas game is canceled.
I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming the guys are like, yeah, we really don't care right now about the stupid frozen piece of rubber.
Kind of traumatized here. I mean, apparently he was on the bench just went down and, you know, anytime I can understand that. So the game, I'm assuming, will be made up. I'm just making an assumption. But the game is canceled, and Rich Peverley, I hope he's okay and gets better soon. And this is not a continuing thing for the man. But he's okay for now, and he's being taken to the hospital if he's not already there. And that is the last news update here on Obey the Puck. By the way, follow us on Obey Puck Show. I'm constantly tweeting as the show goes on so you can follow along. E-Rat. Got his wish, was sent away from D.C.
Got traded to the place where all old caps go to die, apparently, Phoenix.
Apparently.
So he can go hook
apparently.
Up with Jeff Halpern and what's his face
Ribeiro.
From last year? Ribeiro.
I got your back on that one.
Yeah. So there you go.
And it was weird.
It's our new Philadelphia. That's where that's where we send them when they don't want to be in D.C. anymore. They now go to Phoenix, which...
So the Caps got Chris Brown and Klesla. Rostislav. Klesla. And another draft pick. For Martin Erat and John Mitchell. I don't remember John. I think he was a Bear mostly.
Yes.
Okay. Which I care about the Bears. But I care when the Phantoms beat them.
Yeah.
So, Klesla was automatic to report with Brown to the Hershey Bears. Now, this is where the interesting part comes in. This goes into our first topic conversation outside of the trade deadline.
We need to tell the second part of that.
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay.
Klesla ended up being suspended for not reporting to the AHL. Now, I don't know how that's possible. You're going to dumb that down for me. But, so the Caps got him. I think he was on the team for less than 24 hours. Did he even get to Hershey? I don't think he even got there.
No.
And then was traded to Buffalo, and their affiliate is Rochester.
Yes.
Thank you. I forgot the trade and how they got him. Who'd they... Oh, Newbie.
Newbie and Klesla to Buffalo.
For Halak and a draft pick. So that's what Klesla's worth. Oh, that's so funny. So the Buffalo Sabres picked him up. The Rochester... Help me. Rochester. The name.
Americans.
Thank you. I should be... You know what? You can hit me for that one. Ow. I should have known better. They're one of the oldest teams around anyway. Oldest named team. So, he was supposed to be sent there and did not go. I don't know how you do that.
He didn't report.
Well, where the hell is he, is my question.
He's going home to the Czech Republic.
So, he's contracted, and he said, I'm leaving.
I don't know. He can go home. I don't think he can stop a man from leaving. You could sue him or something.
Well,
but...
yeah, I was going to say you could certainly stop him if you have a contract.
Well, they've suspended him, but he's not going to Rochester, so...
Why not? It's money. You really think he'll make that much more if he goes back home and plays?
I doubt that. He probably just wants to go home.
How many years has he played? Do you know of this man?
No idea. I've not kept up on the complete career of Klesla.
Klesla. There's an extra L in there.
Klesla.
Do your research, lady. Yeah, I just think it's... excuse me. I think it's odd. I don't know. I mean, when a player gets traded, do they physically sign a contract, or is that contract already signed from the other team and they get traded?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if this is breach of contract or how that works. I mean, how did Kovalchuk do it?
Because when you're traded, the assumption is you show up and you're going to sign a new contract with the new team and they're going to pay you whatever is left over or whatever. If you don't show up, then, well, it's not much that can be done.
That's what I'm saying. So how can they suspend him if he doesn't want to be there in the first place?
They can suspend him because he's under contract. They made a trade for his contract. They didn't trade for his human body. They traded his contract. That meant he would show up and get a paycheck from them. Or, I don't know, the Ducks or something.
That is weird. So anyway, he's suspended. If he's going home, I don't see how this affects this man. I don't know. It's a weird story to me.
Why? People don't show up all the time after they're traded.
Well, do you recall how, what's his name, got out of his contract?
Kovalchuk retired.
He said he retired and then, okay, I gotcha. As long as you officially retire.
I don't know what the legality of it. I have no idea.
Thanks for showing up tonight. Anyway.
supposed to be the legal?
I'm just asking.
How am I supposed to be, know all the ins and outs of contracts and stuff? I don't know. It's the devils. They do whatever they want to do, and they always get away with it.
Anyway. We we're watching this unfold now, not so well.
Oh, and the Caps lost to the Pens. What a surprise. Yeah. I'm shocked by that.
But you had a debut that was, what, 4 years in the making tonight for the Capitals?
Yes. What's his name? Finally showed up.
What's his name? Right. You say Wickenheiser, but you can't say Knyazov.
Knyazov finally showed up. We drafted him in 2010. He went to play in the KHL. No, I don't know how that contract worked. He got paid to play in Russia. He just ended that contract. He said, "See ya" to Russia. He had to leave that contract before the playoffs started. So he did that. They retain his rights. So if he decides to come back to the KHL, he'll sign with the team that he just left. And now the Caps have signed him, and he played in the game tonight. So
I'm sure he's thrilled right now.
Well, yeah, but you know.
Unfortunately,
yay, another offensive player. Woo-hoo!
I don't understand. They had another D guy. The Capitals had another D guy. Going back to the Kessler thing, they could have called somebody else up that's been sitting on the Hershey Bears bench.
Well, we have most of Hershey up as our defense right now. It's not really helping.
Orlov's a great guy.
Well, he stuck around. I don't know if that was because they couldn't move him or they convinced him that, hey, you should try to stick it out here. We'll find a spot for you. Or if he's gone at the end of the year, which is probably the case.
You think so?
I don't know what his contract status is. I don't know if he's got a year left or anything like that. I think he's a free agent.
He was one of the ones that wanted out anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nuvi, Erat, and Orlov.
Nuvi wanted out?
Yep. So he got rid of two of the ones who wanted out.
My issue with the whole Nuvi thing is watching him for the last 3 years, I mean, a lot of that wasn't the team's fault, but his fault for not producing.
Well,
would you agree with me on that?
Someone brought up the point that he's traded to Buffalo. He has a lower salary cap hit. His save percentage was like 917, or that's Halak, and his was 914. So there's 3 points difference and, I don't know, $500,000 difference in salary. So you're basically just changing the names around.
I don't know. I don't remember a trade deadline being so, or just trades during the trade deadline, if I say correctly,
well,
being so me.
The only one that made sense to me was Buffalo. Buffalo was having a wholesale.
We didn't even talk about that.
They were just clearing out everything to get draft picks because they realized at this point they need to rebuild.
We didn't even talk about that. Miller.
Well, that was, yeah, it was earlier than the trade deadline, so that one kind of got lost in the shuffle. But that's a big trade.
Let's mention that real quick.
That's
Miller was
trade.
Traded to St. Louis. I'm not sure who for. I hope you remember.
They got draft picks, I'm pretty sure.
It was just draft picks. Miller got traded.
I think so.
Miller has been wallowing, and I criticize Miller sometimes, mostly because I'm a hateful, spiteful Flyers fan. But he was wallowing in a I think we mentioned it last week, the whole I held Buffalo higher in standard. In the last couple of years, they've been, you might as well have been the Flyers, the way they were playing. I mean, and I think Buffalo fan base is kind of like Philly. We expect playoffs every year now. And that it's not been flowing well in Buffalo. They got a lot of issues. I mean, LaFontaine leaving and...
Yeah, that whole organization is kind of in upheaval. But they've got a great fan base there.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, between the fans who come from Toronto... they're still hockey fans. I mean, they're Leaf fans, but they still love hockey, and they still buy the tickets, so it doesn't matter. Their money's just as good as anybody else's.
Right,
they've
right.
They've got a great franchise there that's got a great history. You hope that they can figure out what they're doing in the front office and then start drafting and rebuilding that team. I mean, because that team, for a while there, every year, was in the playoffs, and then when they got Hasek in net, and they were making a go of it, and they made it, you know, made it to the finals in 99.
Can we say that anything has to do with the change from the black and the red back to the old colors? No?
Anything,
I was hoping.
Anything that got rid of the buffa slug, I think, is a good thing.
Before the buffa slug, the black and the red, man.
The black and the red was okay, but I don't know why anyone would change the logo of that team was
perfect.
Buffalo
and a saber.
Done. It gets no easier. You don't mess with perfection.
You don't like the
That's why you still see I Love New York even after it was debuted in 1977. It works. You don't mess with it.
It's only that old?
It's only that old.
Huh. Yeah, the only other logo that they tried once barely changing that I think of that had such a fan of people was that Flyers chrome thing they did with that third jersey with the outline. Oh, it was they pitched a fit up there. What are you doing? You added something, you know? That and the, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I didn't hear anything about it, but was it anywhere near Philly at the time?
You know what? You said it about your favorite team is the Hershey Bears outside of the Flyers. Excuse me. You can hit me for that. Outside of the Capitals. But for years, I had known the Hershey Bears as that stupid-looking bear swiping the puck.
Yeah, the Chesapeake Icebreaker ripoff.
Yeah. And
yes.
Not knowing that the hardcore fans hated that thing.
Well, I don't
hated it.
I certainly
it's like a thin cocoa.
I certainly did. Looking back on it, it was, I guess, kind of a nod to the Avalanche, who they were the farm team for at the time, but there's no need to... The Rochester Americans don't mess with their logo.
Mm-mm. No, I like that
It doesn't matter. They tried back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Actually, they didn't really try to mess with the logo. They changed the colors, and that was a one-year experiment.
Whoa.
That went nowhere.
Really?
What
colors did they pick?
They became a Vancouver affiliate, so
the Americans
yellow and blue and green or something
from
like
red, white, and blue. That's crazy.
Yes,
that's crazy.
It was 1 year, and it was a mess, and they've never done it since. I kind of think Hershey should be in that boat. Just put the skating bear on the jersey and be done with it. If you want to play with the stripes or you want to add patches, fine. But other than that, don't mess with it.
I also didn't realize how far away that new Hershey Bears color was from Hershey's chocolate color, which they've gone back to now. It was almost purple.
Yeah, that was a very weird maroon that they went to for a while there.
You know what? Just wear the Capitals knockoffs as your...
Oh, God. You wear those, but you got to wear pants that match them.
For those who don't know, the AHL Showcase, was it 2 weeks now?
Mm-hmm.
It was 2 weeks ago, and it was technically a Syracuse home game, but it's the Capitals affiliate arena at the Verizon Center, so, I mean, it was Bears country. And the Bears wore basically what the Capitals have as a third jersey now, which is their retro jersey from the 90s retro that they wore from the beginning with the stars and the red and the white and the blue, which makes sense. It's the U.S. Capitol. But instead of wearing pants that match, which I couldn't imagine them not having pants in that arena that matched, they wore their chocolate brown pants with red, white, and blue. Hideous.
It's like they were wearing khakis.
Even a blind dude's going, ah! Terrible. Terrible. And I know fashion.
There's not much that you can get wrong in hockey, but at least wear pants that match. Or go along with one of your home or away colors or something.
Back to the whole Luongo-Tim Thomas thing. Tim Thomas was not a teammate with Florida for Luongo.
I don't think it was a day.
No. he got traded to the Stars. And we all assumed he's going to be backup. He's not going to see much ice time this year. And then, what's his name? Eric
Cole?
No, it begins with an H. From the Wild.
Hula? Hula? I don't know.
H-A-U-L-A.
Why? Why can't any of these guys be named Smith or Wilson?
Smith or Jones, it don't matter.
Johnson.
ran over Kari Lehtinen. I mean, nailed him badly. Hit him so hard that as he fell back and knocked his puck off, knocked his helmet off.
And his head smacked into the goalpost.
And, yes, that was the major.
Yeah.
It hurt.
Yeah, blood and pretty sure concussion. I don't know if that's been confirmed, but that obviously.
He's out for a while.
Yeah.
So Tim Thomas stepped in with his big bright red pads and his terrible, as we said.
Florida Panthers mask.
Oh, man. I mean, I like Tim Thomas. We were saying it the other day. He's at the age where he doesn't care anymore.
Love that guy.
I've
always loved Tim Thomas. I like anyone who's played freaking everywhere. And he has. He played everywhere. He was just determined that he was going to make it to the NHL. And he played everywhere he needed to and got there and won a cup. You can't fight with that.
One of my favorite commercials ever.
A great commercial.
We're not going to name the company because they didn't pay me jack, but let's just say he's trying to pay with a card and the card doesn't work and he calls the great customer service rep Peggy. And Peggy doesn't help him and he's stuck in a Boston cab with a woman who's obsessed with him, but she doesn't realize it's him. That's not Tim Thomas. That's Tim Thomas. You got to get the Boston thing, Thomas. It's crazy. Do you have any other NHL things or AHL or professional hockey things you want to mention that are not on the list before we move on? I got two interesting stories here.
From the trade deadline?
No, I don't. Period. Anything?
Not particularly. I mean, it's been interesting to see it all shake out. I'm looking forward to a lot of new goalie masks because a lot of goalies moved around, so.
So before we move on, then, I'll have I said it was the last update, but I'll update one more since they're still throwing out news about Peverle. He was treated for a cardiac event, and it was treated successfully. They had to defibrillate him.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. He was taken to the hospital. He's in stable condition, and it is reported that the doctor told the news media that upon waking up, Rich Peverle told him he wanted to go back in.
Yep, pretty much.
So
sounds like a hockey player. Sounds like he's going to be okay once he rests and they monitor him.
If it's a heart thing, though, you never know. They might look at him and be like,
dude. He's been playing with a heart condition this whole time.
Has he ever died like he almost did tonight?
Pretty sure that's a one-time only event.
You never know. Hopefully. No, I mean, he was out. They had to work on him. So, I mean, has that happened before? I don't think so. I mean, we would heard about that. So I'm kind of, you know, hopefully he does have a couple years left in him in hockey, not dead. That I don't wish anybody. Well, I'm going to talk about this one first because I love it. Canadian women's goalie. Winner. Well, they didn't really win.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I guess they did.
They won the gold medal, yeah. And she's a major reason why they won the gold medal.
I was trying to...
She didn't stand on her head. No gold medal for Canada.
I was trying to deflect. But, yeah, they won the gold medal, Canada.
Yep.
Shannon, I'm going to try this. And Claude and any other Canadian listening, please. I'm sorry. Shannon Zabados.
Sorry.
Zabados or Zabados?
I think it was Zabados.
I said both, so I'm covered. Signed with the U.S. men's pro team, the Cottonmouths.
Columbus Cottonmouths.
That's what I couldn't remember. The
Southern Professional Hockey League.
How what's the prevalence of that league right now in as far as drawing and how well they're doing? Is that one of those leagues that's always changing teams?
No, actually, the Southern Professional League is they started in 2002, and it's been a really good example of how to get a league going and to keep the cost in check and not do crazy expansion. There haven't been a lot of teams, like they didn't go and expand to six different cities and wind up folding five teams the next year. They've done it really smart. For the most part, the teams that existed in 2002 all still exist, I believe, and they've added teams here and there.
Do you, I'm going to look that up in a second while I'm stretching to find the answer, to bottle the answer, as a judge once said. That's for me. How, in this day and age, I mean, this was tried years ago. I mean, I believe it was just a publicity stunt when they had
Men in Rio.
In Tampa Bay. Do you think this is just going to be something that falls flat on her face? Or do you think, after us both watching her, she's that good?
I need to talk to some goaltenders, because it's one of those it's one of those positions in sports. I don't understand how much of a difference it can make what sex the goaltender is. That what you have to do is the same no matter what. The only difference for men and women would generally be that women tend to be smaller than men, but reflexes, speed, strength might be an issue, but
I don't know, looking at the way she's playing. Jeez.
Can't say for sure, but I don't see why couldn't she play?
That's what I'm saying.
It's not like she's out skating where she's getting hit and has to hit back and that kind of thing, where it's a much more physical
and not
interaction with an all-men league.
And not to sound sexist, but I think in a sport like this, the hitting thing is where there's a huge difference. Especially, and I might take shots from you saying this, I feel differently about, you know, that knee, the kneeing incident. So just an example, Pittsburgh, Boston. If it was a woman, I'd be more pissed. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, that's not, you know, without trying to disrespect a woman.
No, I understand what you're saying.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Still penalty.
Oh, I know that, but, like, I just, there's a reason why there's a rule that you can't hit in women's hockey, according to them. That's kind of like what you're saying, the physicality, that's a difference. Goaltending, I mean, look what happened to Lehtinen. She could get nailed.
Yeah.
She obviously playing knowing that's going to happen. You know?
She's been run over before.
Yes, she has.
We've seen the U.S.-Canada games. She's been run over plenty of times.
I've said it before, and I'll say it 100 times. Nothing sexier than a woman in a hockey jersey. Thank you for owning a bunch.
But that's the thing, though. I mean, if you play, and she's played her entire life, if she wants to play, what are her options? She can play in the women's leagues, but making a living in the women's leagues.
And that's where I have a problem, man. I wish it was to a point where people were going to watch these games. How can you not want to go watch that? Come on, lady, shoot the puck. I mean, even if it's in that view, you know? Ooh, yeah, pass it. You know what I'm saying? It's money.
People watch women's sports in the Olympics, and that's about it. And women's World Cup is doing better, but...
Well, oh, God, yeah. I remember when Team USA won the huge... All of a sudden, there was like 4,000 soccer fans that never knew they existed. She took her top off. Remember?
Yep.
Oh, my God, her sports bra! Ah! That's what I'm saying. Win a Stanley Cup, take your jersey off, be like, hey, carry the trophy. Woohoo! It's money in their pocket. Just saying. I hope it works out. She was unbelievable in the Olympics. So I'm hoping that works out. Before we move on to our final thing, and before I forget to mention it again, because I've had it up for a month and I keep forgetting to mention it, we had a poll. We named eight or nine random goaltenders who we thought were the best, right? And Patrick Waugh is apparently the best in that list, according to the listeners.
Crazy Patty Waugh. I can see that, yeah.
I am never playing in another game in your city again.
Cranky Patrick.
I don't like your faith.
Saint Patrick.
My son is a douche.
I'm going to say Claude stuffed the ballot box.
No, he didn't. You're only allowed to vote once on those. I got to defend him. Don't look at me like that.
I know he did.
No, he didn't.
I bet he did.
Claude, remember that. I got your back the next time we go to a baseball game.
I bet he did. He's one of those Habs fans.
Oh, really? Because all he talks about is the stinking Capitals. I'm tired of seeing it.
Well, that's just because he has the season tickets to the Caps.
Hey, buddy. Flyers playing the Caps. Throw me a bone here.
Oh, no. He's going to those.
I'll go with you. Forget your wife.
That's the one time Claude swears.
I understand, Claude. I'm sorry. I couldn't go with him because he wouldn't let me come with the jersey. You get out. Patrick Waugh. Ken Dryden was a close second, I understand. Martin Brodeur third, and Hasek and Terry Sawchuk were tied for fourth. Jacques Plante, Johnny Brouwer, and Bernie Perron. Apparently, nobody knows who they are because they got no votes. And the only reason why Hasek got a vote was because he was also in a video game, Dean Dixon. Thank you. That's
there
awesome.
You go.
Love him. Love him.
That's kind of broad appeal. You need appeal outside of hockey fans. So there
that's
you
no
go.
Joke. Thank you, Dean. He knew the name. That helps. Video games, man. One final.
That makes it completely valid and not biased at all. That is a scientific poll, people.
Van Breesbroek was great on the video game. He sucked when he got the Flyers in real life, but he was great in the video game. Except when he did a wraparound. Because I'm talking about NHL 98 here.
No.
Years ago. This, I don't know if you saw this. We're going to high school hockey for a moment. And please, certain people who gave me feedback, you're going to want to hear this story. Because I think, interesting. And I think the reason why what happened was because of their age and endurance and safety and all this stuff. It was between the Marquette and the Orchard Lake St. Mary's hockey teams. And it was...
What is it about, like, Catholic schools and really complicated names? The Lady of the Lake of the...
The Lady of the Lake of the Healing. They are sharing the championship. After 109 minutes of play, 8 overtimes.
Wow.
Tied at 1.
When they came out for the 9th overtime and everyone was just laying on the ice,
they
were like, you know what?
I can't do it. It is the longest game in Michigan high school history and the second longest in high school in the United States of ice hockey.
Yeah.
109. That's just under 2 hours of hockey.
Well, that's it. It was 109 minutes. 8 overtimes would be far more than 109 minutes.
That's what I meant. Did I screw that? I kind of mixed it up. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was 1-1 after 109
That's
minutes.
That's what I meant.
And then
they continued
to play for another 3 days, apparently.
I said it wrong. Well, if you count in 8 overtimes, you're assuming they're – I don't know how much – I don't know.
Oh, in high school hockey, I don't know. It'd be 20 if it was NHL.
So you're looking at almost a 4-hour, 5-hour game, man.
It's a lot of Gatorade, a lot of oranges, a lot of water. They probably ran out. At some point, they just ran out of stuff to give them.
The forward for St. Mary's, Shane Halas, was happy. He played for the football team, and they lost to East Grand Rapids in their state division game in a record of 5 overtimes. 46-39.
Good grief, Michigan team. Could you just agree to let someone win?
Holy moly. So their it was a heck of a championship picture because there's like 50 guys in the face. There's 50 kids. That I just saw that, and I was like, I have to mention this. Gets honorable mention on the show this week, because that's a long time. I mean, I liken it to the scene in Miracle where Coach, which happened in real life, Coach made them after a terrible game skate back and forth the whole time. You're playing a game that long, and at one point, your legs just have to be jelly. And I can't go anymore. So at that point, yeah, it's about getting hurt because you don't have any energy and you're just playing sloppy. Stuff can happen. So, two champions. I thought that was a great story.
That's cool. I think that they should put that rule in the books and name it after those two teams. And it's just
the Marquette St. Mary's rule.
It's the mercy rule, but not the we're killing the other team mercy rule. It's the mercy rule. It actually is a mercy rule. So you can go home because high school athletes have to go to class the next day. So I hope that was on a weekend. I hope that was a Saturday game or a Friday game.
It was Saturday.
Okay, good. So at least every one of them just got to sleep the next day and drink nonstop to try to rehydrate.
I'm going
to
say high school kids don't drink. What are you talking about? They were drinking water.
No, that's what I mean.
I know.
Gatorade IVs. And
yes, I said that wrong. I meant 109 minutes after the regulation, and then they played on top of that. So you almost had 2 hours of actual period time, and on top of that, so you're looking at 4 or 5 hours. And even at that point, even the people there, the parents and stuff, are just going, I would like to leave, please.
I got stuff to do tomorrow.
Yeah, sleep.
Or church or whatever, anything that you had planned is out the window at that point because you're exhausted. And that's the thing, mom and dad are probably more exhausted because they've been sitting there rooting for their kids, going through every emotion. At least the kids were out on the ice and could hit people and had some say in the outcome. The parents are just exhausted emotionally.
Well, that's all I got. You got anything else? Caps suck. Thanks for not beating the Penguins this week. You realize I got to sit there and watch the Penguins 3 times this week.
Yeah.
They play the Flyers Saturday. God.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm so tired of seeing it.
The Flyers actually match up well against the Penguins, so hopefully that'll be a much better
result.
You
were saying that. When it came to Philly and Pittsburgh, no matter how bad the Flyers were, they always would match up against Pittsburgh.
There's something. The Penguins flat out don't like to be touched, and if there's one thing Philly will do,
it is...
hit you, and they will hit you repeatedly, and they will not let up, because the Caps do that. Like, for 5 minutes, that first 5 minutes, the Caps are all over, and they're skating all over the ice, and they're hitting everything that moves, and then they just stop. And as soon as they stop doing that, guess what happens? The Flyers don't stop. They just hit everything that moves for the entire game, and usually they come out the winning side against a team that on paper should clearly not even be a match for them.
Well, it'll be interesting, and you play them again tomorrow at a home versus home, so you get to play at the should-be-named Igloo Console Energy Center. So hopefully you just get a home-and-home thrashing. But you never know.
I'd really like the Caps not to make the playoffs this year. I'm really sick of sneaking into the playoffs, and everyone thinks we're just a piece away from the Cup.
I fell into it last year, then Rangers all of a sudden. I really thought you had them. We're off next week.
Hooray for St. Patty's Day.
We're off next week. That's not why I'm not coming.
That's why I'm not coming. I'm Irish. It's a national holiday for me.
Ah. Your last name dictates that you take a national holiday every time the Jews have a day, too.
I take a holiday whenever possible. I switch religions depending on what holiday comes up next.
You didn't offend anybody.
I didn't say good or bad or anything. I just want the day off. I will be any religion. I will believe anything if it means that I don't have to go to work.
Yes, God is great. I'll see you tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, we're off next week. We'll be back on the 24th, and I'll gather the best bits of news for the past 2 weeks when we come back. Remember, March 24th, we'll be back live at 9 o'clock Monday nights. Listen to us. Follow us on Twitter at Obey Puck Show, or go to facebook.com/obeythepuck. Follow Kelly on Twitter at
Sk Skid Central.
Follow me on Twitter at DanLaw83. And again, follow the show at Old Bay Puck Show. And also go to the network website, HIACTalkRadio.com. Wednesday night's a flagship show, 9 p.m. If you're an MMA wrestling fan, give a listen. We cover indie wrestling, major leagues, if you call them, and the latest MMA UFC news. That's it for this week. We will see you on the 24th. And like I said, Kelly, happy birthday.